G'day, teachers, and welcome to the very first episode of Tech It Up a Notch. I'm Rach, your curriculum guide, here to help you connect tech to powerful learning.
And I'm Claire, your tech guru, ready to demystify the digital world for your classroom. We are so excited to launch our podcast and empower you to bring innovative tools to your teaching practice.
Tech It Up a Notch.
Hey Rach, so what tool will we feature for our very first episode and why is it useful for Aussie teachers?
Well, today's tool is inspired by a colleague called Sam and she has a question.
Hi Rach and Claire, I was just wondering if either of you have come across any easy to use video tools for students to make presentations or little explainer videos. Something simpler than iMovie or WeVideo. I'm currently using Chromebooks, but I'm looking for something for upper primary, maybe year 5 and 6. Thanks so much for your help.
Well, Rach, you know me, and my Google brain went straight to a solution straight away.
I knew that it would. As soon as I read this question, I thought of you because I know this tool you're a big fan of.
Yes, I am. And I must say I've done lots and lots of video editing, and when I was a creative arts teacher for a long time, we did some great drama activities, and I've mainly focused on iMovie because we had iPads to use that. But in this question, they're referring to Chromebooks, obviously, so iMovie's gone. WeVideo is also a great tool, but it's quite costly from what I understand and when I've used it in the past. So my solution, which I'm so excited to talk about today, is Google Vids. And I don't know, you've heard of it, Rach, I'm sure.
I have heard of it.
Yes.
And tinkered with it a little?
Yes. So it's a tool that was released about a year ago, and it was one when I went to my very first Google Energizer, they asked us to write on post-it notes, what are your ideas for future Google tools? What do you want? And that was the thing that I always wanted, was a tool that students could collaborate together, like in a doc, like in a slide, all of those things, but they could together make a video. Because I don't know how many times, and teachers, I bet you're with me on this, when you do group work projects, particularly for drama and using iMovie, and they're all sharing one device and only one kid at a time can do the editing.
Takes over and gets all of the work done while the others sit watching.
They either sit there doing nothing, feeling upset, or running around the room, or it's sort of, look, I love iMovie, I'm not here to... I could talk do a whole episode on how great that is too. However, we wanted something collaborative and equally amazing, integrated in your Google Workspace that the students could easily sign in on and all log into the same one. And Google Vids does just that. It was released about a year ago, but it took quite a while for it to get pushed out. I know, nerd that I am, kept checking.
I can attest to that.
Yes,
so did keep checking.
Is it in the waffle yet? And if you don't know what the waffle is, guys, on your Google Chrome homepage, there's the, I used to call it the Channel 9 dots.
I call it the 9 array.
Oh, 9 array. There you go, yeah. Maths lady.
I do like maths.
And you click on the waffle and all of your Google Workspace tools are there. And little side tip, that's a really great way to show your students how to jump on Google Classroom or anything like that. They're all just sitting right there. Anyway, finally I found it, and it was actually our mutual friend Leanne, shout out to Leanne, who's also a Google champion along with me. She told me where to find it, and it was in, you go to your Google Drive and go to New. You might have to scroll down a bit, and where you see Docs, Slides, all of those other great tools, it's there. It's right there in your
it
Google
It is
Drive.
In the waffle now though.
It is, yes. Yeah. It took a while to get there, but it's there too. So, yes.
And so hopefully everyone listening will have access to that, whether or not they're free or on paid.
Yes. Systems. So initially when it first was released, it was only if your school was on a Google Workspace for Education Plus plan, and they tend to get all the good stuff first. But I noticed when we were looking into it after the incredible ITSE conference very recently, it was announced that it's now free
Wonderful.
For everybody. So no matter what tier of Google Workspace for Education you're on, the free one or the paid one, you do have access. And I think that was when it came in the waffle.
Yes. Oh, might have been.
Yes, because it wasn't there for quite a long time. So What is? How does it work? Do you know anything about it, Rachel?
Well, of course, I've had a little play. It really reminds me of slides.
Yes.
When you go into it, the toolbar up the top looks really familiar. So if your kids are already using slides, they'll find that very easy to transfer that knowledge across, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's almost like you'd have your strip down the bottom of slides or in a way, and then it's just animating them.
It is. And I like that when you first go into it, there are the templates that you can pick from are actually really cool. There are quite a few to choose from. And what I really liked about them, they are so much more modern, eye-catchy, and really suit different styles. We were just looking for a fun, upbeat way to share students' work with STEM and other tools, and I found one that had great colours. And what I loved was it was just so much more modern compared to other platforms that I've used in the past. They're a little bit dated with their templates available, so it was nice to have something fresh and new. I also liked that it was all done for me, the transitions, the texts. I'd literally just had to edit it to what I wanted. And the best part about Google Vids, I must say, is that I find when you are trying to put content into your video editing software, it's quite time consuming to upload all of the content that you want, like particularly in iMovie or in Canva as well, which we love, and we'll definitely do an episode on Canva for sure. But with Google Vids, if you've already got all of your videos on your Google Drive, it is so easy and easy for the students to just jump onto a folder that you might have shared with them for the videos or things they need, and you click on it and you can just literally tap.
It's an interesting point because I was wondering about this one, and I thought if the kids are on Chromebooks and they want to be recording their own content, you know, sometimes it's just not as easy when you've got like a whole laptop that someone's trying to position and record. But in this way, possibly if your school had iPads or video cameras, which I feel are maybe a bit obsolete now, you know, someone's got a phone in their bag, whatever it is, they might be able to record their footage and then put it all into a Google Drive folder and then share that with the kids.
Yep.
You know, even if it's your teacher's assistants or your SLSOs or just someone who can be recording to help make that a little bit more streamlined perhaps.
And then for if their video project that you want your students to do is information report of something, there are so many stock images in Google Vids library. Mm-hmm. So in the past you would have had to go and find copyright free things or just, you know, grab stuff.
I was just thinking about copyright. I wonder where that's sitting. But
with Google tools, everything that they put in that is available for you is copyright free. So you're allowed to reuse it. And stock, that's incredible. Like I just did one. I went to a session with our lovely, awesome friend, Chris Becher, and he led one on Google Vids, and he did one on Japan on a recent visit he had done. And the amount of stock images plus his own trip videos from his trip was just so easy and seamless to put together.
I'm just thinking out loud now that this will probably help a lot of our schools too, because you've got your year six graduation video and you've got something for a special week or event. If the AI tools in here are going to help you to pull this together more quickly, well, then that's only going to be a benefit.
And there is a lot of AI generated things in there. You can have voiceovers in there as well. The other thing I really liked, it has this automatic scripting or closed captions and an auto prompt built in. So you can actually upload your script for what you want to record yourself reading, like say a student could do, and you've got that auto prompt setting there.
Oh, that's good. So you can do that sort of, you know, that classic look now that I think we see all of the time where there's the little circle down in the corner of the slide and the person is talking. So Vids will do that
as
well.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah, but it'll do it with captions.
Yeah, you can. Awesome. If you choose to have that there, which is really cool as well.
I wonder if it'll translate. I don't know. Might be putting you on the spot.
I'd say it can, but I don't know how many languages as yet. But
we'll have to look it up.
It's always evolving because it is still a fairly new tool. But yeah, like I said, you can either upload your own media. You've got the stock ones there. That's quite rich. And what's good is it's browser-based. So there's no software needed to run it. Mm-hmm. It's just all sitting there in your Google Drive. So pretty cool. But as with all tools, there are always cons. So the only one thing I did notice, it's only got a 10-minute limit. And you know me with when I have...
I know you, Claire, but I also know that I've sat and marked many a video from students, and perhaps a 10-minute limit is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah, because I guess, it depends on what you're making the video for. The first one I did was
fine.
3-5 minutes max is what
but
we needed.
Year six leaving video.
Of course. So 10 minutes can be a lot. But it was more so that content I was uploading, the videos were really long and I had to cut them, but I got stuck because I'd reached the 10-minute limit. And then, so I had to sort of go backwards, but that's okay. You can't use it on iPads, like for viewing, yes, but not for editing, which is definitely going to make it limited. But being that it's a Google tool, obviously on a Chromebook,
yeah,
it makes much more sense to use it.
And it's Sam's question too, because if you're on an iPad, we'd probably suggest something different,
yeah,
like
of
Clips,
course.
Perhaps.
Yeah, so. Which is also another awesome tool too. Initially, it wasn't available for all Google Workspace, but now it is. And I must admit, the editing is a little bit limited. And because it is like slides, you've got like a slide and then you've got to put your video on top of the slide. Mm-hmm. And then it's quite a few clicks to get it to go full screen. Or if you want to have multiple clips on the same screen, it's a little bit fiddly, I must say. And the stock images, yes, they're awesome, but they might not have everything that you're looking for. Obviously, there is a limit. And the output, sometimes it might look more like a fancier Google Slides presentation than a
video. Yes, particularly perhaps with our beginner learners.
Yes, but if, like, we're here to talk about a tool in the classroom for the students, if this is something they can very easily pick up and
absolutely.
Use.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, I'm wondering, and again, I'm going to put you on the spot, in terms of exporting this, when you're done, where does it go?
So there are options. You can download it as an MP4. You can just share it. The kids could just share it to their teacher and then she could, he or she.
Yep. They.
Yes. Could download it and use it that way. But it'll sit within the Google Drive, which is
beautiful.
Great. Yes. Yep. Yes. So there's other options after that.
Awesome.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's just always good if you can get it out of the ecosystem or perhaps not be reliant on having to put it on YouTube or something like that if you're trying to steer clear of those sorts of platforms.
Now, if you're a school that uses Google Classroom, it is fantastic because now it is actually available as an assignment option within Google Classroom,
nice.
Which is definitely how I would
be
using it with my students, because then you've got the option of creating a template yourself as the teacher for what you want. You could make all those pre-slides yourself, make the template for what you want them to do, and then give that copy to your students, and then they share it within their group and work on it. And I'm pretty sure you could even upload the script or whatever you wanted for that too. So having it in Google Classroom, big game changer, I think.
Yeah, very good.
Which answered my initial request from about 5-6 years ago.
On that post-it note.
It took a long time, but that's Google Listen, as they always do. And there's a new thing called Class Tools, actually, that remember when we went to EduTech, we saw it? Yes. I think it's coming out this week.
Ooh.
That's another thing. I get too excited.
Shall we think then about how the use of this might align with what your curriculum is asking?
Yes, definitely. So I'm going to hand it over to my curriculum guru.
I think lots of teachers in our experience tend to look at tools like this and they start to think, right, well, I'm using technology, tick. I'm meeting the digital technology strands of whichever syllabus you're looking at, tick. But if you zoom in a little bit closer, you'll find that if we're looking at science or technologies, that this isn't really what the kids are being asked to do, particularly for our older learners. So our initial question was about years 5 and 6. And so in this instance, what the students are doing is creating a text, and they're creating a multimodal text. And so the outcomes that align with using this tool, aside from the content, of course, if you're doing it on geography or whatnot, we're not talking about the content outcomes, but the skill of using this is all aligned into your English syllabus. And it's about how students can create different types of text.
Awesome.
And I think there's, from the Australian curriculum, they talk about authority and novelty. And I really like that word novelty when thinking about creating a text, because often we get stuck in slides land and I don't think they're novel. And without too much of a learning curve, a tool like Vids will be able to push perhaps into that land of novelty. I don't know if that's exactly what the curriculum writers meant when they wrote that word there, but I just think it's a nice way of thinking about text and then looking at all of the different features, because it's a great opportunity to expand their learning and be thinking about how they are recording their voice, what quality of videos are coming in, if it's AI generated, is that what you want? Is that the message you want to be giving to your audience? Is it the look that you want? There's a lot of unpacking that you could do with that if you had the time. In terms of the actual tool and use, if we came back then to the digital technologies curriculums that either in your science or as a standalone, certainly not for year 5 and 6. They should be all over the use of these kinds of tools already. So what you could do is have a look at what your stage 1 students are doing. I absolutely know for sure that students in year one and two are capable of using this tool.
Yes.
So don't be frightened if you're a teacher from that year level. And it fits in a little bit more in terms of using technologies and materials. What they're looking for is to use the basic features of common digital tools to create, locate and share content and to collaborate. And certainly with Google Vids, that's going to be ticking lots of those boxes. So you're definitely your stage one learners might be interested in this one, and I know a few already. And lucky last, and this certainly starts to appear in those digital technology syllabus documents, but also in PDH, it's a nice opportunity to be promoting online safety.
Yes.
So you can be thinking, what are we putting up there? What are we uploading? Who's going to see it? Who could possibly see it beyond the audience that we've intended, just to have that added reminder about protecting their personal information?
Switching to my other favourite hat, my creative arts teaching hat, I did a lot of units with storytelling and drama and things like that, and I definitely feel like this would in drama syllabus.
Was thinking that too. I was imagining some like dance videos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Often I see people get a bit stuck about what to do for dance.
Oh,
and I was like, how nice would like a film clip?
Yeah.
Like for a music, you know, song of your choice.
Yes. Actually, I did some coaching with a creative arts teacher at a school last term. And I unfortunately haven't had the chance to go back and see this beautiful work in progress, but that's what she was going to use it for dance.
I love it.
For this term.
Yeah.
Cool. Like a video recording themselves.
And I think for our schools, it has the added benefit of creating engaging content, hopefully. So Claire and I have both been in the role at one point or another where we've had to be in charge of the school's Facebook page.
Yes.
And we know how much work it is to be able to generate all of that content and have quality content that is going to be engaging for your community. But we also know about the benefits of doing that for building school community. And so if your kids can be creating some fun stuff like this for any one of the subjects that they do, then that might be a nice little way of giving them a real audience at the same time as giving you some content.
I'm incredibly passionate about creative arts as well as digital learning, and I love any opportunity to combine those two
things. She's not the only one.
I know, you both are. And I really feel like Google Vids is one of those things that definitely I just love giving students a chance to express their learning in a creative way. We have such a range of beautiful students in your classroom that have such a wide variety of gifts, and to be able to give students a tool that will help them that little step further, they might find other storytelling challenging or other things like that challenging. They've got
or
this.
Just writing challenging.
Yes.
I feel like for reasons unknown, just physically being able to handwrite is such a challenge for so many of our beautiful kids. And if they can communicate in a different way that really helps to show their strengths, that's a wonderful thing too.
Definitely. And that kind of links into our differentiation. Like that you're thinking, hey, do you want to differentiate a task for learners? Or if you're limited with your resources, definitely give Google Vids a go, because if you're setting it as an assignment, then the students can have their own way of expressing their learning with it, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen all sorts of different students use our existing Google tools really well. So
yes.
I have no doubt that this one will offer them the same opportunities.
Advice would be, if you're going to use it for the first time, have a play with it first.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a little go at making a trailer or clip for yourself, but then just go open it and share it with your students and
let them play.
They teach you stuff, let me just say.
I'm such a big advocate for always letting the kids play as their first session.
You know? And I love then they teach you things that you didn't know you could do yet. So,
so true.
Great teaching method there for sure. We do have an email. Our email is techitupanotchau@gmail.com. So please send in any questions for us that you'd love us to answer, or suggestions for things that, again, like we love basing it on a,
real
case scenario.
Awesome. Well, enjoy your classes as best you can, and we will see you in our next episode.
And good luck with Google Bits.
Tech it up a notch.
Still going. I thought, I better just stop.
I know, I was scared.
The computer went to sleep.